Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Finally got enough juice in the cell phone to last us the rest of this postgame. Crossing our fingers. Don't want to speak too soon. But we got Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, 85-32, the final score. And, Coach, let's start on the positive side. 16 points in the second quarter for Easton Null. Just was playing out of his mind, sort of like an out-of-body experience. Maybe for most people it would be, but for him it's just business as usual, isn't it?
You know, it really is. I think he, you know, Easton could do so much on his own, but I really thought that he did a good job today deferring to his teammates and then waiting for that ball to come back to him on a ball reversal. And the kids are getting better about finding that open guy. And I thought that Easton, he just really played like the kind of player that he is. You know, he's a two-time player of the year, and I thought tonight he really played like that in every aspect of the game, not just shooting but sharing the ball and on defense too.
I mean, that second quarter, that's where all the damage was done. It was 12-4 at the end of one quarter. You must have said, guys, if you don't start scoring, I'm going to bench the rest of you or something. But whatever it was, they exploded for 33 second quarter points, and that's right. Where the ball game was won.
Yeah, you know what? They just came out, and it was kind of, we got on those rolls. Sometimes you get in those situations where everything's kind of working. You hit the outlet, you get down the floor, and when you get those easy buckets, the defense starts reeling a little bit. And for a little bit there, Herky was starting to kind of press on themselves a little bit. And so we were able to get some extra points. But, I thought that the kids did a good job again. It was a really good team game tonight just from the sharing the ball aspect.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the team because in deciding the Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, it wasn't an easy choice because John Wyke had some blocks, had some tough rebounds, had some really great-looking buckets in that first half, had 13 of your team's 45. But, you know, you kind of gravitate towards the guy that hits the big three time after time. And tonight that was Easton Null.
Yeah, he does it for us so much, you know. And people know him and they see that. You know, one of the keys tonight, like I said, I didn't think Easton had to create too much on his own. I thought he did a good job of finding the open spot. And he's really been working on that this year. And I thought tonight was probably one of the better games he's had just all around. But, yeah, you know, I tell you, when you leave him open, he's a pretty good shooter.
He certainly is. John Wyke, though, to me, I mean, he's just, his dad is the head football coach at St. Genevieve,
right.
So he's got that hardworking mindset. And I mean, obviously, we as KJF don't get to see the daily grind for John Wyke, but I imagine he's probably like, Coach, if you try to pull me from this gym too soon, I'm going to not talk to you for like a week or something. He just seems like that kind of player that's just going to go in there, work on everything, and he's proving to be one of the better players, you know, one of the best players in this area, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, he does so much, and he's so versatile of a player. You know, he can play inside and outside. He can shoot the three. He can play with his back to the basket. He does so much for you. He's a shot. You know, he alters shots down there to – tonight he got some blocks, but even if he's not blocking them, he's altering them. And he does so many things.
I have to ask just because it's one of those situations you certainly want to avoid, especially with what this game means to these two communities to, you know, be able to provide for families in need of financial assistance because they're going through something that nobody wants anyone to go through, and that's cancer. And $4,500 awarded to two families here tonight for this Hoops for Hope Classic. And I don't want this to be marred by what happened at the end of the game, but I just want to get your quick comments on kind of what happened, explain it to us, and then we'll get back to talking about really good things.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I didn't see. I thought the clock was just running out. We were kind of holding on to the ball. I had turned around to say something to the bench, and then I saw what had happened. And that's unfortunate. You know, the kids need to understand, and our kids need to understand that you have a responsibility, not just to yourself, your family, the team, but to everybody here. This was a great event tonight for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of emotion in the gym tonight, a lot of positive emotion. And you got to be able to control yourself. You cannot lose your composure no matter what's going on, no matter what the energy in the gym. You know, definitely kind of a disappointing way to finish those last 10 seconds or so. And I didn't see it, but it's certainly we were recording the game. We'll go back and look at it, and the administration will do what they need to do. But, you know, that is certainly not what you want to see. It's not what we're about. It's not what either team is about. And, yeah, it was an unfortunate ending, but, I was happy with the referees and everybody else that stepped in and really calmed that situation pretty quick.
Yeah, they did. John Roop, the AD for Herky, stepped in. Jason Dreyer came in a little bit late, but John Roop was the first one that I saw just sprinting out there on the floor and telling the guys to get back. So right. As you said, just a good job of sort of settling things down there.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to talking about positives, because
sure.
You guys have now won six of your last seven. I believe that is correct.
Okay. Yes, six
of your last seven. I know you go game to game and you move forward after one win.
Right.
So leave that up to us to go back and look at that. But you've won now six of your last seven. It was, you might admit, a little bit of a slow start. You know, guys adjusting to you adjusting to them. But something's clicked in the last, I guess, month and a half or so. What is that for you guys? How do you keep on clicking the way you guys are as you move forward to Valley Catholic, as you move forward the final couple of weeks of the season going up to districts?
Well, I think it's a buy-in really on both sides, me to the kids and the kids to me. And we have finally, I think, we found a common place there where we're understanding each other and we know what to expect out of each other. The beginning of the year, honestly, it was really awkward is probably the best word to describe it. But it's not awkward anymore. And I've gotten to know the kids, and they know what I expect. And I think that you see that in their play, and you see that in their determination, and their emotion is where it needs to be. So, I just think they're starting to enjoy it, and they're playing well together, and I'm certainly happy to see it.
Easton Old, 25. John Wyke, not too far behind with 19. We can always talk about stats and sort of, what jumps out, but in between the numbers, there's always something that a coach likes to pick out, an in between the numbers type thing. And what is that for you from tonight's game specifically?
Well, tonight's game was just how the kids followed the game plan to begin the game.
Okay.
And things didn't go exactly like we wanted the first 2-3 minutes, but they stayed with it. And that's all that I ask them to do. And sometimes we don't do that. I thought they did that, and that is certainly a huge step in the right direction. So, and I'd also like, can I mention about the night in general?
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but
Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Well, I was going to say, and that was really the other one, the emotion in the building because of the great cause. And I wanted to mention Bill and Andrea Hammock, who really put a lot of work in to this event, and I don't think people understand how much work they put in. And not just them, there's a ton of other people that help it. But it was great to see the families out there to get recognized and understand that they have support from both communities. I thought that was the telling part of the night was places packed, but everybody in the gym was standing up. It wasn't just one side. And, kind of makes you feel good about everything. So,
right.
But again, a great night for a great cause and happy with the outcome of the game, but certainly just happy with for everybody in here.
No big deal if the answer to this question is no, Coach, but we're speaking to Sean Brees, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays here on the Home Bulls and Spalas postgame show. But the two families that were presented the checks here tonight, the Harris family and the Long family, do you know them?
I do. I don't know each member of the family, but I know the students, a couple of the students, and really great kids. And again, just really great family. And I can't imagine what it's like to go through something like that. I don't pretend that I can. And, listening to the words that they had written and just kind of watching them and seeing how they handle themselves, just a tremendous amount of respect, and it humbles everybody, I think. Whenever you look at somebody whenever you think you're having a bad day, and then you hear stories like that and you see them handling it with a smile on their face and very positive attitude, everybody needed to learn a lesson tonight, and especially I hope all of our kids learned a huge lesson tonight from them.
All right, another great night here at Jefferson High School. Congratulations on the victory, Coach.
Thank you so much on the coverage. I appreciate it.
Very welcome. That is Sean Brees, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, 85-32, the final score there. The Lady Blackcats actually won their game earlier before this one, 63-44 over the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays. So they split here on the varsity side of things. Girls get the win for Herky, and boys get the win for Jefferson.